Morning, everyone.
Let's get started.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Morning, good morning, good morning.
So it all started first thing in the morning.
That's going to be huge in the morning.
Ooh, my head's going to be sore in the morning.
Okay, let's get this party started.
Did you remember to measure your blood sugar this morning?
Well, anyway, it's going to be a good day. Good morning.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Incredible show for you today. Absolutely. Shut up. Incredible show for you today. Great news. We are streaming on Rumble, and we're taking the valley by storm here with this. I cannot tell you how many hundreds and thousands of people are tuning in to watch the live stream on Rumble. I can't tell you because the number's really small, but we're just starting out. So, but if you want to see the show, because now Facebook has banned me because I had the nerve to share with you information about the Epstein files, you can actually see the show, although there's still not much to see. It's pretty much me talking into a microphone. But you can actually see it on Rumble. Rumble is like a friendly version of YouTube where they don't censor. So sign up for Rumble and look for Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. The last name Vassilaris rhymes with Assilaris, and you can actually see the show. And quite a show it is. All right. So first off, sad news. Bobby Douglas passed away. Incredible sports legend here in the Valley. And I cannot begin to do him justice. So what I'm going to recommend, even though normally I would never do this, I would recommend that you actually go to the TV stations and the newspapers to get the information about Bobby Douglas. I cannot begin to do him justice. I just don't have enough information. The TV stations and the newspapers do, and I would urge you to exercise those options. Bobby Douglas has an incredible career, absolutely incredible career, from Bridgeport to, you know, the Olympics and everything else. I mean, incredible, incredible athlete, incredible story. So there's that. All right. So last night, the State of the Union address, one of the most moving moments of that address had to do with West Virginia, and wouldn't you know that our useless TV stations and our useless newspapers have no mention of that in their on their websites or anything else, or their descriptions, I should say, on TV, their broadcast. That's the word I'm looking for regarding this. So this morning, I'm going through all of my prep for the show because I'm a fiend when it comes to information. And so I go to the newspapers, the local newspapers, nothing in the main stories, the headline stories about the most important part of the speech. The newspaper said, oh, it's the longest speech, you know, that has ever been done and all that. And it's like, really, that's the big takeaway here? No. TV stations, 7 and 9, I watched both this morning getting ready for the show. At 9, they come on a little bit before 5 a.m. to give you a tease about what's happening with the 5 o'clock newscast. No mention of the most important part of the State of the Union address. In fact, 9 didn't even mention the State of the Union address in their tease leading up to the 5 o'clock news. They had other stuff that was, of course, utterly useless, but nothing about that, and certainly nothing about the most important part of the State of the Union address, which is about West Virginia. 7 at least had a reference to it on the website, but nothing on their newscast, at least when I was watching at 5 o'clock. Here's what they did on 7. God, both these stations, they hate you so much because they hate Trump so much. So on 7, a walk-up with whatever his name is, the wake-up with walk-up or something like that. So they say, okay, State of the Union address. All right, so they do show you video of the State of the Union address, not one word from President Trump in this almost, I don't know, a two-hour speech or whatever, how long it was, not literally one word, Channel 7. And then they go, oh, by the way, the Democrats had a counter to that after the 11 o'clock news, which maybe three people saw. But they had this new governor from Virginia, hardcore leftist, and they featured her, including audio going on and on and on and on about Trump is bad this and Trump is bad that and ICE and this, that, and the other. Channel 7, Channel 7, literally not one word from President Trump in their 5 o'clock newscast when I tuned in right at 5 o'clock. but lots and lots and lots of propaganda from the left with this counter speech by this new governor from West Virginia. Shame on 7, shame on 9, shame on the TV stations, shame on the newspapers. The most important part, the most, hold on a second, now this, something with the website, hold on. All right. So the most important part was about West Virginia. Incredibly moving segment in the State of the Union address, and the local media completely blows it. Does not cover this thing at all in their newscast when I was watching, and certainly not the newspapers with the excerpts that they send me every morning with the headlines. I have the audio, and I'm going to play it for you. And this is really quite touching, quite moving. I wish I could show you the video, but it's going to be kind of hard because we do primarily radio. Although with the Facebook, well, with the Rumble live stream, I guess I could turn my phone sideways and maybe they could see it. I might give that a try. All right, so make sure the volume is all the way up. All right, so here's the most moving part, and it's all about West Virginia and the local media. How do you miss this? All right, hold on. Here we go.
West Virginia Army National Guard Specialist Sarah Beckstrom. After a four-month deployment, she voluntarily extended her service, and her rank was going to be lifted. She was doing so well. They were so proud of her. But the very next day, she was on patrol near the White House when she was ambushed and shot in the head by a terrorist monster from Afghanistan. Shouldn't have been in our country. And all because she wore the uniform of our nation.
Oops, hold on.
He traveled here because he didn't like people wearing our uniform. He was sick and deranged, shouldn't have been in our country. Sarah Beckstrom died in order to defend our capital, and we are honored to be joined by her wonderful parents, Gary and Evely. Your daughter was a true American patriot, and she will be greatly missed. She was a great person. I saw reports on her. They've never seen anything like her.
West Virginia National Guardsman. West Virginia.
Sorry. Thank you very much. A great young lady. I saw reports that were like, perfect. She was perfect. Serving alongside Sarah that day was Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf. The terrorist shot Andrew in the head, and no one thought he could possibly make it. The two of them, Sarah and Andrew, both shot violently in the head. Neither was expected to make it. They weren't even given a chance, except his wonderful mother, named Melody, who I spoke to the same night, and she was so positive. The doctors thought that Andrew was gone, but his mother said, no, no, Mr. President, Andrew will be fine. He's going to make it. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, he was given almost no chance. She said, I have no doubt, sir, he's going to be okay. This was a conversation that I had with her that night. With her son laying helplessly in bed, blood all over. Everybody is praying, she said, sir, he will be okay. The doctors didn't understand what she was saying. And after looking at the results of the damage done, neither did I. She was so strong and conclusive that even Andrew's great father felt she didn't really understand the gravity of the situation. But she turned out to be right. Right, Melody? She turned out to be right. And it gets better. Amazing, actually. I said, where does this woman come from? She's the most positive person I've ever met. With God's help, Andrew has battled back from the edge of death, and we're talking about the edge of death, on his way to a miraculous recovery. He's got a little work to do, but he's doing great. Nice to see you. He's a good-looking guy. Nice to see you. Thanks, Andrew. Thank you very much. So, Andrew, while you're up, now I'm going to ask a highly respected General James Seward to present Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf and the great family of Sarah Beckstrom with the award created by our late great President George Washington himself. It's called the Purple Heart.
It was absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing moment there. West Virginia National Guardsman Sarah Beckstrom did not make it. Her parents heartbroken. Oh, my God, the pain. The pain that you saw with those two poor people. All West Virginians. And Andrew Wolf's mom, Melody. Oh, my God, was she just... It was just... I can't believe there was a dry eye in the House, except for the Democrats, of course. It was an amazing moment. Two West Virginia National Guardsmen, one murdered, one damn near murdered by a Taliban Islamic jihadist. There's an incredible moment in the State of the Union address and the local media. As far as I can tell, with the TV newscasts and the newspaper, nothing. Like, no big deal. Absolutely unbelievable to me. Absolutely friggin' unbelievable to me. That's why I keep saying to you, Dimitri's all you've got. That's why you got to download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri, Encore and Dangerously Local. 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Body 1290, the Sturdy 1430. And now, live stream on Rumble. Rumble is like YouTube except for us. It's YouTube without the censorship. It's YouTube with the patriotism. It's YouTube with the people who actually like Trump. Rumble. Please sign up. It's free. And you can see the Facebook live stream now of my show. You cannot see it on Facebook because Facebook has banned me for half a year because I had the nerve to share information from the federal government about the Epstein files. But that, of course, goes against community standards. Because the community standards on Facebook are we protect billionaire rapists. Speaking of which, in this next segment, I've got one more audio clip for you from the State of the Union address that highlights President Trump's utter hypocrisy. President Trump has done a lot of things right, but he's done one thing really, really wrong, and that is selling out MAGA Nation. I've got the audio.